Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Felicia Dujon, lecturer in philosophy, Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 20th, 1951, there was a report of faith healing in Barbados when an 8-year-old Lorna Jordan's hand was healed. Jordan of Bracks Hill, St. Joseph, had suffered a paralytic stroke when she was just 18 months old, causing her left hand to hang limply on her side. Her father told the Barbados Advocate that on hearing of the faith healing services at one of the New Testament Church of God, he set out early, arriving at the church 1 hour before service started. The child was healed and showed the Advocate reporter that she now has mobility in the hand. Meanwhile, the day before, healing was also reported at Queen's Park, where the New Testament Church of God held its convention. Harold Skeet of Robert Street, the city, had been in a lorry accident at Hottesul Turnin in 1944 and spent 8 weeks in the General Hospital with a lifeless hand. Skeet told the Advocate that he attended the faith healing meeting and felt the change in his hand when he was prayed for. Told by the preacher to raise his hand, he did so in amazement. Not only did he have mobility, but he also could feel anything that touches the hand. The same report stated that in Trinidad, faith healers were unsuccessful when they prayed for a deaf and dumb boy in Reno, Calo, and attributed it to a lack of faith by the afflicted. In Barbados, however, it was the faith of the afflicted that wrought the healing.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.